As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show, Lisa Lanier's on here to join us, as she always does this time every week for Lawyer Up, inside several legal cases here. Lisa, a pleasure to have you on as always. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
We're great. I want to throw something at you don't even know about.
We She loves this.
We don't even know if this is a legal issue or not, but about 35 minutes ago, we were talking about a story where a woman and her boyfriend live together, and for a couple of weeks, the boyfriend's mom has to stay with them. She's closing on a new house, but she needed to be staying with them for a couple of weeks. So every night, the girlfriend said she thought they had a ghost in the house because she felt like a presence was over top of her, and she would hear something talking to her, but she never could place it. The next morning, she was like, did I dream that? She thought she was haunted for several nights there. So finally, she set up a camera in the side of the room, a hidden camera, and it turned out the boyfriend's mother was coming in saying, you're a slut. You're not good enough for my son. I hate you. Has a crime been committed here? Or is this just... I mean, you're standing over someone...
It's just an in-law being an in-law.
Okay, can you... Is there a crime here? Now, she's welcome in the house, or she was, but not in the room to stand over this poor woman and whisper to her how she's not good enough for her son. What are your thoughts?
No, I don't really think there's a crime that's been committed because she is a welcomed guest in their home. Mm. And she has definitely overstepped, you know, but I don't think she's taken it to the level. She wasn't touching the woman or anything, so there was no assault, there was no threat.
That's right.
And she's somewhat invading their privacy, but she's not doing any kind of a videotape or anything. And
correct.
You know, it'd be different, I think, if they asked her to leave and she didn't leave or something like that. But it's close to invasion of privacy, but it's not quite there.
Let's say she whispered a threat, like, I will kill you if you.
That's getting there.
Okay. All right. So you know where your boundaries are, mother-in-laws to be. You know where your boundaries are. This is like a little guide map for you.
Don't be.
Was she trying to sort of almost like subliminally or like hypnotically tell this woman?
She's cuckoo, man.
Yeah, that's right. She was trying to subliminally tell her, get away from my boy.
My son is too good for you.
No.
Exactly. Crazy story from South Carolina, too. And we wanted to see if there would be any charges in this. Two jet skiers, man and a woman, fell into a lake in Salem, South Carolina, rescued by another man and a woman on a pontoon boat. They went over and pulled the people into their pontoon boat to save them. Now, the guy who was saved after being in the water started acting aggressively and threatening toward the person that saved him. So the woman said, why don't you push him back in? They pushed him back in the water.
Threw him back.
Throw him back.
Yep. Don't like him. Throwing him back.
Yeah. Too small.
Yep.
So, after a little while, he's treading water, you know.
Oh, go get him.
Woman says, all right, fish him back out of there. They go over. They fish him back out once again. He's aggressive.
Lippy.
He's lippy. He goes toward the guy. Well, this time she goes, go ahead and shoot him. So, you shot him.
Yeah.
All right, you shot him. And killed him. Okay, guy's dead now. I think I've got that right. Guy's dead.
But his partner's still on the boat, right? The other one that was jet skiing.
The woman who jet skied was, she was saying, calm down. You're being real lippy here.
Right.
He winds up getting shot. So now, no charges are filed against the folks that shot the guy. The question I had, Lisa, was how can it be proven that they didn't just pick this guy up to shoot him? I guess he wouldn't even do that. You know, how did it come to pass that there were no charges filed? You do have three witnesses that saw what happened. What are your thoughts on this case?
Yeah, you know, South Carolina, where this happened, very big stand your ground, self-defense state. And I think, you know, this guy was aggressive to them both times. And it sounds like the police investigated it and all three witnesses concurred that this guy was being aggressive toward them. And All the shooter has to show is that he had a belief that he was in danger of imminent harm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, if you got a guy that's on your boat and he's coming at you and he's trying to hurt you, I think you're, you know, in South Carolina especially, you're okay to shoot him.
Have you all seen Cape Fear?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There you are.
Exactly.
What percentage of South Carolina pontoon boaters do you think are armed?
Yeah, that seems strange to me. Like, you know, you pack your cooler, you got your beer, you got your sandwiches, you got your gun. You know.
Over 95%.
I was surprised that he was able to shoot this guy.
Yeah.
But he did and killed him. And it was a stand your ground thing, as Lisa said.
Dang.
One more quickie here from Hollywood, Florida. Some residents in a neighborhood there are very upset because a car rental business has been opened out of a guy's house. He charges $99 a day for a Tesla, $125 for a Corvette. He does SUVs. And they're saying, you can't run this out of our neighborhood. We've got people driving in here at all hours, and your lawn has become a parking lot. They're upset with the way it looks. I would think if there was some sort of neighborhood, what do you call those? The
HOA.
HOA, yeah. They'd be upset with this. Lisa, does the guy have any chance of surviving with his car rental business right there in the neighborhood?
Yeah, he does, because this is a neighborhood that is—it's more like an older city neighborhood that doesn't have an HOA.
Okay.
And so there's not anything like that that they can use to go after him. And he's within his rights. He's registered as a small home-based business. And the crazy thing is, I mean, I saw some photos of it. He has taken up not only does his whole driveway and everything, you know, covered in cars, but he's also taken up all the on-street parking. He just has cars parked all up and down. And I mean, it's, you know, I can see why they're upset. But, you know, one of the things that we saw happen during COVID, and this guy was one of these, he lost his job because of COVID. And he said, look, you know, I got to make a living here. And so he figured this out. And what we saw is a lot of these cottage industries and home-based businesses came about, and government tended to relax standards about home-based businesses rather than make them more stringent. And he's actually well within. He's done everything he's supposed to do. He can absolutely do this, and his neighbors are just going to have to hike it from way down the road.
This is the most surprising result of the day to
me.
More so than the pontoon boat shooting, this is the more surprising to me. I'm really stunned by it. I thought if you've got a bunch of cars parked up and down the road.
Or at least city zoning for a business.
Yeah.
They're legally parked. I mean, there's, you know, legal parking everywhere. There's no limits on the parking.
Wow.
You know, it's not like it's...
Now, is this a case where, I mean, HOAs a lot of time get a lot of flack for not being too rigid and so forth. Is this the case where if they had an HOA, that would really help these neighbors?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no HOA here, so they have no power to. But, you know, you can bet that if this was a neighborhood organized with a corporate HOA, that they would have rules against it.
Yeah, they would. There's no way they could do that. Exactly. I mean, you can't even paint your house a color you don't want.
There's plenty of nice neighborhoods that are in cities that don't have HOAs.
Well,
that's
absolutely true.
Public streets.
You're right.
Really older ones. Yeah, particularly older neighborhoods that, you know, before really HOAs were so popular.
True that.
That's it. Lisa Lanier, boy, she ran through all of them.
She's good.
Got them all right, even the shocking ones there toward the end. Our official attorney of this program, the segment is Lawyer Up. Find her online, lanierlawgroup.com or hireaheavyweight.com. Lisa, great to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Have a great weekend.